Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to tonight to Talk Radio blog here at the Fruit of the Spirit. We thank God for his grace again, for seeing a wonderful day. We thank God for, hey, this is Good Friday. We just thank God for who he is. We're just loving him today. And we thank God that we have a great dynamic speaker tonight that's going to give us a great word. But we just thank you, Jesus, for having us do your will, do what you ask us to do, God. Lord, we just thank you, God. Look, today was a beautiful day, and we are just going to end this day today with a great word from God. I just believe that God has given this man, Pastor Strawberry, a word for us tonight. It's been a great week of words. We've been talking about all week the last seven words of Jesus, and this has been a great, just a wonderful anointed week, and just some word given us to by some wonderful men and women of God. And tonight, I believe God is going to continue this on. We just thank God for, oh my goodness, it's been a hot day. And I just believe tonight we're going to have a hot word from Pastor Strawberry. I mean, my goodness, look at here. He gave me a little piece of it a couple of hours ago. I was like, man, I was getting excited driving my car to my home. I was getting excited. I saw, man, don't give it out to me right now, man, because I'm about to jump out of my car. And I just thank God for this wonderful brother that we got tonight. He's a great dear friend of mine. If you don't know, I'm going to introduce you to this. One of my friends, one of my closest buddies, one of my closest friends, Pastor Strawberry. Mm-hmm. He's the founder of Fruit of the Spirit Ministry out of Augusta, Georgia. And he's actually the organizer and host of this blog talk radio show, broadcasting live every week out of Augusta, Georgia. He's a visionary and a builder of God's will for the people. And he's just a man that loves God with all his heart and all his soul. And his mind, he's sold out. And he's one of my best friends. He's one of my partners, and he's my brother in Christ. He has a beautiful family. His wife is, matter of fact, she spoke the other night, First Lady Natasha Strawberry. I mean, oh my God, this is a powerful word. She's a teacher, so she breaks down her word, and she just brings it down for us. Oh my God, we were just tremendously blessed from the word that she gave us. But guess what? We have her partner tonight, Pastor Strawberry. We have him tonight. the actual person that founded all this stuff, that actually organized all this week, this word all week long. And matter of fact, he was teaching me some earlier, because really, you know, I'm just old country boy out of Virginia, but he was showing me about, you know, celebrating the death and the resurrection of Christ through this week. This is Good Friday, but I just believe every day is a good day when God wakes us up. And we're celebrating also Good Friday today. But we're talking about the last seven words of Jesus. And tonight, my partner, my brother tonight can bring us this word.
Amen.
And I tell you, look here, I got excited a couple hours ago. Like I said, I was driving home from work, and we were just talking briefly on the phone. And I said, hey, man, I'm about to jump out of my car. I'm gonna wait for this main course. And we just thank God for my friend, my brother, Christopher Strawbridge. How you doing tonight, Brother Strawbridge?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. What a powerful introduction. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. You are my brother, my best friend. I love you, man. I can say, I used to say we can go on back and forth all day long, but you know what? All the boy down to you, my brother, man. You my
Amen.
Brother.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right, man. Like I said, man, I was excited, man. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. No, amen. I mean, I'm excited about the word today too. The word tonight. I mean, I was trying to. I was saying to myself, you know, what can I say? You know, what can I say? And God said, you ain't saying nothing. He said, this is me. I'm gonna say it. He said, I'm saying it.
Amen.
He said, you know. He said, I just need you to catch it. And he said, where's
amen.
Your catcher's mitt? I just need you to catch it. And then
amen.
After you catch it, I need you to throw it to home. Home, back home, so they can catch it. You
amen,
catch it first,
amen.
You throw it home, and hopefully somebody will get out.
Amen,
you know,
amen. Oh my goodness,
you know,
amen.
You know, or will they be saved?
All right, amen.
Anyway,
amen.
Hey, that's another
amen.
Sermon. Now, that's another. So, will you get out or will you be saved?
All right, amen.
Oh man, amen, amen. Anyway, there again, I thank you, big brother, for you know, my brother's older than me. I thank him. I look. I say you look up to your elders, but you look up to your brothers, and you make sure that you know that you let them know that how you don't take it lightly when they speak, or when they teach. And you know, lately I've been. Kind of up on this stuff that's going overseas, and we got to definitely pray for all the ones involved, our president and North Korea
Amen.
And Syria and all that's going
Amen.
On over there. But that's the one, you know, and everybody talk about World War III and all these things, and China said it best, there will not be a resolution or solution to if war came out, nobody would win. And that is definitely true. But the truth as my big brother said earlier to me and broke it down, he said that, you know, hey, I believe that we're gonna get caught up in the air. No, it's still whatever the case is, a win-win. Whatever that means, that okay, if this is the finale of this destruction, it's been planned. So
Amen.
You know, you take
Amen.
Refuge in. Into God's plan. If it's in God's plan, then it didn't matter whether it was United States and North Korea. Would not matter what. If it's in His plan, it's
That's
in
right.
His plan. You can't stop
That's
it's
right.
God's plan. Amen.
That's right.
Because as we get into the night and as this whole week and the last summer, the scriptures had to be fulfilled.
Come
Amen.
On,
it had to be
Come
fulfilled.
On,
and so you take care and take a note in itself that, okay, Jesus is on the throne, that if you know who you serve, you know where you're going. If you know who you
Amen.
Serve, then that nothing. That, and I said, fearless, we got to be fearless and have God more in us. Fearless,
That's
my
right.
dear brother. Fearless, my dear sister. Don't sit there talking about stay woke or anything like that. You should have been woke. And now if you ain't woke, get woke. So now I'm going to have to move on from that, because you know, that would be a sermon tonight. But therefore,
Amen.
Let's, you know, make sure that we're praying for those in leadership and just do our part and allow God to be God. Amen.
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 Before we get into the word tonight, let us Let us pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for a new day, Lord God, and a new journey, Lord God, new vision,
yeah.
a new light, Lord God.
Yeah,
everything that you bestow upon our life, Lord God, is, and I thank you for every day, grace and mercy, Lord God. I thank you for every opportunity to get it right, Lord God, day to day, Lord God, for you know my battles, you know my frustration, you know what everything that we go through, Lord God, that you know our thoughts and you know the visions that we have, Lord God, and pure and impure. But, Lord God, that
Amen.
We just ask you that you be the author of our faith, Lord God, our
mm-hmm.
faith, our walk, our journey, Lord God. You, Lord God, cover us and keep us, Lord God, even when, even Lord God, in our brokenness, even in the period that when we were in odds with you, Lord God,
That's
cover
right.
us
yes,
and keep
sir.
Us, Lord God. Lord God, move. Move me out, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. Come sit in this urban vessel, Lord God. Speak your word, your tongue, Lord God. It's your word, Lord God, not mine,
mm-hmm.
Lord God. But I'm here to follow it, Lord God. Lord God, let not your word fall on deaf ears, Lord God. Let it not, Lord God. If anyone can be saved, delivered from whatever they're going through, Lord God, I declare and decree, Lord God, that it's a blessing to the heavens, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord God,
yes.
I praise you. We praise you today. We magnify you. We adore you today. And Lord God, on this day, let thy will be done. Lord
yes,
God, we
sir.
Thank you. We bless your name this day and forevermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, the blessed Holy Spirit, amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And, you know, we as we discovered this week, Brother Young, and we discovered this week, and I have number five, which is our thirst, and
yeah.
we're gonna get into our thirst because you know John the 19th chapter 28 verse says, after this Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the
okay.
scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Now how do we break down our thirst? Because it, you know, in some cases, out of all the words, out of all saying, this was the less of the words that were spoken.
Mm-hmm,
two words,
mm-hmm.
I thirst. What significance did I thirst have in this whole seven words? How could it be significant that, you know, that Jesus was thirsting? He was thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
How can this be greater than, you know, Father, forgive them for they know what they, for they know not what they do in the first.
Mm-hmm.
That was the number
mm-hmm.
one. I mean, he was still telling his people, that the people that he was trying to tell them, Lord God, forgive them, for they don't know what
mm-hmm.
they're doing. That's a lot of meaning. There's forgiveness behind it. Number two
mm-hmm.
is today you shall be with me in paradise. You know, he still had a few tickets left. He still had
mm-hmm.
one in his tank. He still had one on his tie, and the train had not left the stable yet. It had not left yet. He still had one because one of the robbers believed in him. He said that this man, he came to Jesus' defense on the cross. He came
mm-hmm.
to his defense. Had significance. That scripture, I mean, that word, that scripture, it had significance.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, he said, who is thy mother? Who is thy brother? Now, he is here showing another human side that, okay, I got to still take care of my business before I leave. I got to take care of my mother. I got to make sure she comes. I got to make sure everything I know, this, I know where I'm going, but I got to take care of my earthly mother too. I got to make sure she's safe. And then
Amen.
last night, as my brother, as he spoke, he said, Eli, Eli,
That's
you know,
right.
why has thou forsaken me? Why
That's
has
right.
thou forsaken me? Now, he still spoke a lot. He spoke a lot. Why has thou forsaken me? Because I can't look at sin. I can't look at it. The sin of the world has fell on you. I cannot look at you, son. I cannot. But as we know, Ms. Leon last night preached a powerful word about, you know, when those things happen, what do you do?
Come on now.
What do you do? What do you
Come
do
on.
When there's a disconnect? So as in my studies today, you know, you look back and most of the historians and most people that who study the word and have theologians depict and says that it was the prophecy in our thirst. Psalm 69:21 says, "They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." It was a custom in those times at a crucifixion to give a person vinegar. That's what that's the prophecy. And now we say, was Jesus fulfilling the prophecy? Some would say that. But as I go on, it says, and I'm saying, it doesn't seem like you can get a whole lot out of the meaning, the words, "I thirst." Discovered in my studies that these two words have much meaning.
Amen.
Let's paint a picture here. Here is a man thirsting.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. He's now showing his human side.
Mm-hmm.
All of his body fluids have diminished.
Mm-hmm.
He is nailed to a cross in the hot sun. And
yes,
the words he uttered is, "I thirst."
I thirst.
Before he thirst, now this is the human. This is the human side. We just seen the prophecy, as they saying that it had to be fulfilled. Well, if you look at the whole thing had to be fulfilled. Everything he said, everything to this point had to be fulfilled. But the verse before, "I thirst," was, "Why hast thou forsaken me?"
Yes.
Now let's stop and let's talk about this. Now this is where he's feeling disconnected between him and his father. He's feeling a disconnect between him and his father. After being connected to something so long, a reliable source, we find it, and it's an urgency to be reconnected.
Yes, sir.
He want to be, this all this time that he has been connected to the source, he is now disconnected. And what happens when your phone, reach 20%? You ready to go and get that sucker reconnected to the source so the power can come back into it, so you can talk a little longer, so you can so it can meet its needs. What the need is in the phone is for you to get out. Now it's social media, now it's the internet, now it's not just talking to your loved ones here and there and friends and everything. It has so much viability in it that, okay, it was a time that you could shut off the power at night on your phone. Now the phones are built that you don't shut them off, that you just, okay, they go in a little sleep mode because they know that nobody's going to disconnect it. Here is Jesus disconnected. He is disconnected. Some of you will lose your everlasting mind if your phone, you didn't have a charger.
Say so.
Some of them lose their mind at 80%. Not let alone 20%. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
He's now feeling an inactiveness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Let's stop there. He's now feeling the inactiveness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And now he utters the word, "I thirst." I have a question for you tonight, this evening.
Okay.
Have you ever been thirsty? And if so, what did you do to quench it?
All right.
God will allow us to be thirsty at times in order for us to reconnect to Him.
You might have missed it.
I'm going to say it again. God will allow you. He will allow us to be thirsty at times in order to reconnect with Him. Because we a lot of us aren't connected all the time. We're not connected to God all the time. We're not connected. We're not committed. We're not committed. And some of us, we ain't sold out. We're sellouts. And because, you know, let's be real about what's really going on at hand right here. I mean, yes, there's a disconnect, but we're yearning to be connected back to the reliable source that we need God to show Himself. To be who He is around us. We need to show His activeness around us, that we feel His presence. Because if we don't feel his presence and Satan is not pricking at us, trying to do what he do best, steal, kill, and destroy, if Satan is not messing with you, then probably he already got you. Why would I mess with him? Why would I spend time on something or somebody that I already got? Now, some of you women and some of you in those broken relationships, you need to take heed to that. If he ain't really into you, it's because he know he got you, and he probably got somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. I'm sorry, young man. I'm trying to tell you. Try to get you somewhere, young lady,
yeah.
Young man. If he ain't telling you I love you in your face and all those things, see, that now Satan always simmerizes you, try to come get you in so many different ways. He has so many different antics to try to mess you up, to try to steal you away from the connection. You don't want to be disconnected. You want to be connected to the source. Amen. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
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 Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir. Mm. In this case, we should always remain thirsty after God.
Mm-hmm,
always wanting and needing him to demonstrate his presence around us so we can feel connected.
Mm-hmm,
okay, back to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So back to Jesus as we talk about our thirst. Back to Jesus. Here he is in a situation that doesn't fit his description, my dear brother.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Young, it doesn't fit his description. He expressed to the woman at the well that she'll never have to thirst again long as she drank from his fountain.
That's right.
Okay? Mm. He's supposed to be a day spring on high. He's supposed to, Brother Young, he's supposed to be living water.
Living water.
But his description doesn't match his claim.
Come on.
Because now he's thirsty. Now he's
living
thirsty.
Water. He's thirsty.
Now he's thirsty. Now, as we push pause right here and we get into it and we start thinking about it, now he's in a situation that he needs help.
Right.
But he's supposed to be flowing, full of water.
On,
it says all day long he was looking after others. All day long he was telling them, forgive them for them. They know not what they do. Okay, today you shall be with me in paradise. Oh, I got a whose mother, thy brother, and all those things. I look out for my mother. And yet the disconnect came in, and when he said, why is thou forsaking me? That's when he felt connected. He never been disconnected from his father until that moment. And now the humanity side is peeking in. The humanity side is showing. All day long he's helped everybody, but now he's on a cross. He's nailed to a cross and cannot help himself.
My.
Have you ever been in a situation that you could not help yourself? Have you ever been? I know you have. I've been in several times situations I couldn't help myself, that I had to depend on the one who sent me. I had to depend on my God. And have you ever been in a situation where you say, I know that wasn't nobody but God. I know that wasn't nobody but God. Now, but Jesus in this humanity sense, at this point in his life, he never felt that.
That's right.
Me and you have felt that several times.
But
he never felt it like this. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was there. He said, Lord, if it's your will, take this cup from me. Because he had seen the ultimate death that he would be, that would take place. He's there now. But at that point, God was still with him. God was still with him. God had not left him. But until now, that was a disconnect. And here is God speaking to God.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't catch
that.
Here's God speaking to himself and saying, I thirst. Here's God speaking to himself and feeling helpless. Here's God. Here is God right now feeling helpless, but he knows the scriptures must be fulfilled.
Amen.
And now this other thing. Now Jesus is now on the cross and he's saying, I thirst. What's the significance of him getting water would behoove him right now? He's dying.
That's right.
He's about to go. What is the significance of him needing water? Well, let me tell you why. When you're thirsty, you can have a Sprite, you can have a Coke, you can have all the soft drinks that you want, and you say, that quits my thirst. But nothing quenches your thirst like water.
Okay.
Nothing quenches your thirst like water. Here is Jesus thirsting, and he's thirsting for water. But they give him vinegar, something that's going to even close. It's not going to open up his vocal cords. It's going to close them. Why would you give a person vinegar? Even in hospice care, they give you water on a stick, on a sponge. They give you give you water that you can. They give you ice chips that to wet your tongue and stuff like that. They don't give you vinegar in the hospital.
Right.
You know, that's like how you saying? It's like throwing salt on the wounds. So apparently somebody wanted to shut him up. Somebody wanted to shut Jesus up. They had been talking all day. They already they had a distaste for him. They didn't like him. They thought he was this. They thought he was that. They didn't want him to say another word. They didn't want him to speak because they knew when he spoke, he had something to say. They know when he spoke, things happened. There's some people right now in your life around you right now get mad when you speak because they know things happen in your favor when you speak. Now, he says, just like E.F. Hutton, when he speaks, everybody listen. Now, Jesus is that person. He's that one. When he spoke, everybody listened. It didn't matter if you liked him or not, everybody listened. But they were trying to shut him up. In my spiritual belief, that's what I feel in my spirit. No, it's not written in here in the Bible, but in my spiritual belief, I feel like they was trying to shut him up so he wouldn't say another word because when he spoke, it was powerful and he had something to say.
Come on.
Many of you, don't let nobody, when the Spirit of God has moved upon your soul and speaking life into you, and you got a chance to speak life into somebody else and share the goodness and the graciousness of God, do not allow them to step in to keep you from talking, to keep you from speaking, to keep you from spreading this gospel that is so sweet, to keep you from getting somebody that to rendering help to your brother, your sister that are in need. Hallelujah. Well, apparently, as he said, you know, he said, "I thirst," but at the same time, you know, like I said, somebody was trying to shut him up, but it didn't happen because there's two more things he had to say. So apparently, that did not work.
Yes, sir.
That did not work. In my closing tonight, I told you I didn't say that I wasn't going to be long, but in my closing tonight, he said, first we talk about the fulfillment of the prophecy. And the emphasis of Jesus, the humanity, the human side, the expression of him having finished the cup of suffering. That's what it boils down to, the cup of suffering, and a moving statement that the source of living water was drying up in his physical form.
Amen. That much.
He with living water was drying up in its physical form.
Wow.
The conclusion is Jesus was thirsty because his cup that was once overflowing is now empty. He had came and fulfilled his purpose.
That's right.
Therefore, there was nothing else left for him to do. Can I say this to you?
Come on, brother.
Put it all out on the table.
That's right. Thank you, Tom.
As the athlete said, leave it all out on the field. Even if you lay down a play, you make up for the next play.
You got to.
Because you got to leave it all. Jesus left it all out on the field.
Amen.
And once this cup was empty, it was time for him to leave. How many of your cups are still full? How many, it would be a tragedy to leave this earth with a cup full, half empty, or almost empty, without being completely, completely empty. Here he is, living water. They spring on high. Now his citrons are now empty because his fulfillment has been completed. And that's what these words, I thirst, mean. He was thirsting, and he was thirsty because he was empty. His fulfillment had took place.
Yes.
He had did what he was supposed to have done. He came and fulfilled the scriptures as he had spoken of. That's why he was empty. That's why he was empty. That's why he was thirsting.
Jesus.
Is there one of you tonight that's looking to thirst no more? He sits on the right hand of the Father. But this word is true. This word is real.
Yes, sir.
If you come out of this word, you would never have to thirst again.
Amen.
You would always be filled. And
Amen.
If there's a if you feel a disconnect, you need to reconnect yourself with the source. And believe it or not, truthfully, you have scriptures to fulfill.
Amen. Amen. That's
the
right.
whole book, the whole Bible, a script.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's how much of the script you read. You got to read it and study it, and instead of the show thyself approved, but how much you read it and study determines what parts you get. We're putting this in a movie form. When a person studies their script, I mean, you don't want to get nobody that don't know the script, don't know how to articulate it and break it down. You want to get somebody that know it and make it like some of our best actors and actresses, like Angela Bassett, like Samuel Jackson. They make you feel like, they live this. They make you feel like it because they studied the script. The scriptures, take the U-R-E-S off, and you have the script.
Amen.
Jesus followed the script.
Yes, he did.
It says, I thirst. He studied the script. And guess what? He got the part. Will that be you today?
Jesus.
Will that be you?
Jesus.
Will you empty your cup?
My
Will
God.
You empty your cup today? Will you lay it all on the table for Jesus? Will you be about his business?
Yes, God.
Will you be about his business?
Yes, God. Thank
you. I promise you don't have to thirst no more. I promise you don't have to thirst no more.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God.
I thirst.
Yes.
He was empty. He was empty. That's why he thirsts. Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, God, for that word, God. I thirst. And we have some folks that's thirsting right as we speak. And God is right here in the midst, willing to fill you over and over, fill you to the brim. Fill you right now that you may be saved or sanctified through the Holy Ghost. God is ready right now as we speak. Somebody needs to be filled.
Yes,
somebody's thirsting for a healing. Somebody's thirsting for
Thank
a deliverance
you,
right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Somebody is thirsting to be reconnected to Christ.
Yes.
At first.
Yes,
God is
At
just
first.
Willing for you, wanting you to reach out and say, Lord, I'm thirsty for you. I need you right now. I need you, God, to fill me, to save me. I'm thirsty for you.
Thank you, Jesus. God is calling you out right now. Yes, he is.
We have a wonderful time to receive him into your life this Good Friday. feel your thirst. Quench your thirst right now. Our thirst.
Mama.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and praise you, God. We thank and praise you for Pastor Strawberry's work. We thank and praise you, God, for just the invitation right then, God. We thank and praise you, God, for what you're going to do right now in the spiritual realm. God, we praise you right now, God, because I know you're doing it, God. You sent your word to God, not never in my word. God, I believe right now somebody is being converted right now, and they're being, their thirst is being quenched right now.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your mighty power. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, cover us with the blood, the mighty blood of Jesus. Cover us.
Yes.
God,
thank you, Jesus.
Give us that living water. Give us that living water, God, right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for sending that word. God, we thank you for loving us that much, God, to have a word for us Friday night. God, we thank you, God, for loving me that much to quench my thirst.
My thirst. Amen.
God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, brother. Brother, I just, once again, brother, I just love you, brother. I thank God for you, brother. I thank God for your word tonight, God. I thank you, brother. I just bless you. I bless you right now, God. I just thank you for bringing that word tonight, man. I thirst. And guess what? God quenched Jesus' thirst. God quenched the living water's thirst. Amen. Amen. That's Strawberry. I enjoyed that tonight, brother. I enjoyed that tonight.
Amen.
I mean, that word is living, boy. That word is alive.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
But brother, hey, this is a wonderful night again. One of the fifth night for the last seven words of Jesus. We thank God for once again for Brother Strawberry for bringing the fifth night of the seven words of Jesus, his last seven words. Brother, I thank you, brother. I thank you, man. I appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I appreciate you, brother. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you showed up to be who you are, Lord God. You're so awesome in all your splendor, Lord God. Thank you for my brother. He stood in and was able to stay on here with me tonight. He could have said, I'm tired. And I worked all day. But he did. He yielded to the Spirit and hung in there with me. And brother, I thank you. I thank you for, you know, standing there with me. Standing with me and for me. And like my brother expressed, we got two more nights, but we got, you know, Saturday and Sunday in the conclusion. But, you know, on Friday, there was no activity. They thought Jesus really had died. Come on now.
Hey, come on.
Good Friday. On Good Friday. On Good Friday. On Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yes. But God.
But God.
He showed us different. Two more nights. Day six tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's be in continuous prayer for our nation, and let's prepare. Continue to prepare for this week and in its conclusion. But there's even more greater things to come beyond this point. Love you, big bro.
Love you too, big brother. I love you, brother.
Appreciate you, Radio Land.
Yes,
all right, Radio Land. We love y'all too. God bless you. God keep
God bless you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Good night, y'all.